after all, totally in vain.
And in tomorrow's essay in the Other Empire series, Julian Jackson looks at the way France's possessions in the Far East shaped the destiny of what was to become one of the most troubled parts of the world in the second half of the 20th century. That's at the same time, 10:45, tomorrow evening here on Radio 3.
It's 90 years since BBC Radio first came on air in 1922, and we're marking the anniversary by bringing together all our BBC radio stations across the UK for a unique shared broadcast. To help us create that moment, here at Radio 3, we're asking you to send us a message for the future. What would you say to listeners in 90 years' time? What are your hopes, fears, observations, advice, wishes, maybe even an apology? We're looking for a short message. It can be funny, profound, or, of course, musically inspired. I'll be picking my favourite, and if you're chosen, you'll record your message on behalf of Radio 3 as BBC Radio is reunited 90 years after the very first words were spoken on air. Email us on in.tune@bbc.co.uk, tweet us @BBCInTune, or text 83111.
You're listening to BBC Radio 3, broadcasting between 90 and 93 FM on digital radio and online. And it's time now for Late Junction, presented this evening by Nick Luscombe.
Thank you. Welcome to Late Junction with me, Nick Luscombe, and starting off tonight, music from Leeds-based Roller Trio, the title track from their debut album. And coming up in the mix tonight, Sierra Leone's Refugee All-Stars, Robin Guthrie together with Harold Budd, plus a track from Cannes' Lost Tape Collection, more recordings from Ibaraki in Japan, plus a track recorded live at the Latitude Festival, exclusively for Late Junction from Tanya O'Claire. Soundtracking now, with music from the David Whittaker songbook, this is Mr. Mouthpiece. Thank you.
The generals hate holidays. Others shoot up to chase the sun blues away. Another storefront church is open. Sea of neon lights. A boxer, his shadow fights. Soldier tired and sailor broken. Winter's asleep at my window. Cold wind waits at my door. She asks me up to her place, but I won't be down anymore. Judges with meter-made hearts, order supermarket justice starts. Frozen children in her city. Walkers in the paper rain, waiting for those nights that never came. The hijack trying so hard to be pretty. Night rains tap at my window. Winds of my thoughts passing by. She laughed when I tried to tell her. Hello only ends in goodbye. Gains another pound. Only time will bring some people around. Idols and flags are slowly melting. Another shower of rice. To parrot for some will suffice. The mouthful asks for second helpings. Moonshine pours through my window. Night puts its laughter away. Clouds that pierce the illusion that tomorrow would be as yesterday.
Sandra Van Lullaby, Lifestyles, from American folk singer Rodriguez. And there's been a recent film called Searching for Sugar Man that details the efforts of two fans trying to discover what happened to the performer, who'd slipped into obscurity so much so that there were even rumours that he'd died. Well, it's not given away too much to let you know that Rodriguez performed live on the David Letterman show last month, but it's a fascinating story for sure. And before that, soundtrack composer, conductor and arranger David Whittaker recorded in 1965 Mr. Mouthpiece. It's Nick Luscombe on Late Junction, and for details of the music I'm playing you tonight, have a look at the Late Junction pages of the BBC Radio 3 website, bbc.co.uk/radio3. Tunisian-born oud player and composer Anour Brahim next, from his 2009 release on ECM, The Astounding Eyes of Rita.
Thank you.
the haunting sound of Anor Brahim, who's playing at a string of jazz festivals across mainland Europe in October. And talking to live shows, Sierra Leone's refugee all-stars have spent the entire summer performing across the US and Canada, promoting their latest album, Radio Salone. And from it, this is Gibara Kase.
It's a
From The World Is Shaking, a brilliant collection of rumba-infused music recorded in the Congo in the mid-1950s, Adikwa Depala with Matete Paris, and before that from an album of indigenous Mexican music, San Mateo, from Tzotziles de San Juan Chamula. I've been trawling through my Japanese music collection trying to pick out some gems for my week here on Late Junction, and I rediscovered this track from Panic Smile from Grasshopper's Son. This is Sleepless. Thank you.
Thank you.
Erifuji with Indication 211, taken from the excellent Kanzion film, neatly described as a mysterious and compelling meditation on sound, song, story, ritual performance, nature, tradition, and Japanese Buddhism. Just released on a DVD and all the music from the film on a separate CD. And you also heard more from my recordings in Ibaraki in Japan. Took me a while to find out where that sound was coming from, but I found it eventually and got close enough down a residential street to record that sort of school sports song practice, accompanied by some birds in the nearby trees. And next up, music from Makoto. And I've got a few of his drum and bass releases, but this track sounding very different. This is 73.
Thank you. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Dick Rossmanee, perhaps best known for his part to the American folk music revival. And as one of the world's best 12-string guitar and banjo players, he also developed multi-track recording devices and studio monitors for well-known electronic manufacturers. That track, Shady Grove. And before that, you heard Tanya O'Claire with Tough Nut to Crack, recorded live at our Lake Junction Lounge at the Latitude Festival earlier this summer. And I also played you Husio from Singapore's prolific electronic music producer, Sonic Brat. The next track is taken from an album of commissioned work for the 2003 opening of the Mori Museum in Tokyo's Roppongi Hills District. This is Portable Community with Oscillation for Neighborhood Psycho. Thank you.
Thank you.
Taken from the beautifully packaged Lost Tapes box set from Cannes, and a track recorded in 1972 called Evening All Day. And before that, the sound of a small recycling car collecting disused car batteries, old earphones and other unwanted electronic items. And the car drove past me when I was in Mito City there earlier this year. And more sounds from Japan on tomorrow night's programme, with two more pieces of music coming up tonight before we say goodbye here on Late Junction, starting off with something new from Robin Guthrie and Harold Budd. Gaze from Robin Guthrie and Harold Budd, which you can find on the latest album called Bordeaux. And many thanks for listening to me, Nick Luscombe, here on BBC Radio 3 Late Junction. I'll leave you with the results of an interesting file-sharing collaboration between British drummer Sebastian Rochford and American pianist Jason Moran. This is Years.
Radio 3 Through the Night. I'm Susan Sharp, delighted to have your company, and I hope you'll enjoy this morning's concert. It's a selection of live radio recordings from the Netherlands of the Royal Concertgebouw Orchestra in the years between 1979 and 1983. Here first is Colin Davis in 1983 conducting them in Stravinsky. The Symphony of Psalms is one of Stravinsky's most famous works. He uses a large wind band with percussion, harp, two pianos, cellos and basses, but unusually no upper strings. Stravinsky said he wanted to write for a choral and instrumental ensemble in which the two elements would be on an equal footing. The three movements are played without a break.
Thank you.
the end of the Symphony of Psalms by Stravinsky. In that performance from 1983, the conductor of the Royal Concertgebouw Orchestra was Colin Davis. Going back 4 years, Carlo Giulini was on the conductor's rostrum for the Five Pieces for Orchestra by Webern, concentrated pieces which take under 5 minutes to perform. There's no thematic connection as such, just the raw components of sound, notes, rhythm, tone, colour, pitch and so on. But in relation to one another, they create a complete sound world. Webern's Five Pieces for Orchestra. Carlo Giulini was conducting the Royal Concertgebouw Orchestra there in 1979. Finally, we're going to hear the orchestra in Nielsen's Fifth Symphony, a performance from 1980 with conductor Kirill Kondrashin. Thinking about his Fifth Symphony, Nielsen said he was wanting to express something very primitive, the division between dark and light. There are two large movements only in the symphony. The first sets out a conflict, and the second finds a kind of resolution.